just kept getting more stiff throughout the week, and then thought by Sunday it'd be all right. Sunday I woke up and I couldn't move my neck, was in a lot of pain, and then thought if I went out pregame and tried to loosen it up, and ended up hurting it worse. So it's been pretty bad for a couple weeks. Monday's first day just started feeling better, so been able to come out in the field and start working out again, and hopefully get it back out there soon.
You were able to say what specifically it is, Ryan? Or
just a neck injury.
What's it sounds like you're feeling better. Do you have any idea on a timeline?
No, no timeline. I think we're just going to keep going until feel pretty good, and felt pretty good today running around and pushing the sled and doing some physical stuff, so we'll keep rolling.
I think it was described to us as a crick in your neck, but it was more than that.
Right? Yeah, it was a little more than that. But I appreciate all the well wishes and advice on pillows I could purchase. It was very nice of everyone.
What's your assessment of how the offensive line has played without you out there?
I think great. I am a huge fan of Tyler Larson. I think he's done a great job, and he's somebody who came in for us last year and filled that role very well, and the guys have all the confidence in the world, and I think that's the biggest thing is you want confidence in the guys that come in when a guy goes down, and he's definitely one of those guys, and he's earned that respect on this team.
What about when you see them struggle a little bit a week ago? I mean, I think maybe it's tough to realize how much communication is going on from the center and things like that. So when you see them struggle, is that tough to watch from the sidelines?
Yeah, I think the definition of struggle is always different inside than it is from the outside perspective. I think there's a lot of moving parts, especially on an offense. There's a lot of times that the guys get the brunt of the blame because on the outside it looks like it's their fault, but it's a lot of moving parts, especially in the pass game. When you're counting sacks and things like that, and vice versa. There's a lot of times, guys, we mess up front, and the guys behind us or the skill guys make us look good. There's obviously there was a big improvement from consistency in what we did the week before and this week, and that's what you want to build on. I think we're getting in a rhythm, especially with some of the new guys we've been trying out. we've been trying to find what our identity is offensively, and I think we're starting to get into that.
Because of the position you play, how prohibitive is an injury like that?
I mean, enough to be out a couple weeks, so it's pretty important. I use my head and neck a lot in my position, so it's frustrating, especially coming back from missing second part of last season and wanting to get out there and help the guys, and it's been really frustrating, but just happy that I finally feel like I've turned a corner and get it back out there soon.
Ron made a point of saying that they would be very cautious and careful with this. I mean, is this somewhat spinal related? I mean, I guess with the neck, anything's.
No, I just think they've done a good job in kind of protecting me for myself because they know I'll push it and try to get out there, and I don't think they want it to be a thing where I play a game and then miss a game and play. So I think he really they've been adamant about wanting me to be right before I get back in there, and so I've been honest with them, and they've allowed me to come in and rehab and get ready and not have the pressure of having to hurry up and get out there.